Well, this is our final podcast preview at Hamilton Park of the year. Where has the season gone? It has just absolutely flown by. From our first fixture in early May to this traditional finale this Monday in late September. It has totally flown by. It's been a tremendous season at Hamilton Park. And before we look at the final fixture, one or two statistics to bring you up to date with, to bookend the card, so to speak. Paul Mulrennan, the jockey's had a fabulous season at Hamilton Park. He's had 11 winners and he looks home and hosed to all intents and purposes to be the leading jockey. 11 wins from 57 rides. Ben Curtis, his nearest challenger on 8, is currently injured, so he won't be riding again this season. Andrew Mullen with 7 is effectively the nearest to Paul with 11 winners. Jim Goldie has had a stellar season. He is by far and away our top trainer. 102 winners going into our final meeting, of course, and Jolly the Jim has saddled no less than 18 winners. That's a tremendous strike rate. The course specialist, well, it has to be the Jim Goldie trained Wiki Wiki Wheels, and Wiki Wiki Wheels was the winner of the £100,000 Lanark Silver Bell, and as well as winning the Silver Bell, Wiki Wiki Wheels won 4 other races, 5 from 7 at Hamilton Park this season, Wiki Wiki Wheels. And owned by Jimmy Long, and Jimmy Long is once again going to be champion owner into the final meeting. He's had 8 winners from 35 runners. His other horse that supplied him with 3 winners, Clan Jock, is actually due to run in one of our races later on this afternoon. In fact, he's due to run again in our final race at 5:08. Otherwise, just looking through one or two of the other happenings during the year, we had 2 course records earlier in the season. Back in June, Jordan Electric scorched to victory to smash the 6 furlong record, which was set back in 2018. And then just after that, West Wind Blows set a new track record in the Glasgow Stakes, and that was a record that was previously held by Postponed, who won the Glasgow Stakes in an old record time back in 2014. So 2 course records smashed. That was the 1 mile 3 furlong course record, incidentally, smashed by West Wind Blows by over a second. Looking at the card this time, well, Tom Marquand, leading jockey, riding at Yarmouth on Sunday, up at Hamilton Park on Monday for a couple of rides. Not from 7 this year, and not from 8 overall. So Tom Marquand still hasn't had a winner at Hamilton Park. His wife has. She's not here with us on Monday. But Holly Doyle, 2 winners from just 5 rides. So come on, Tom, whatever your missus can do, you've got to keep up with her. Surely you'll ride a winner from 2 fancied rides. And they both come in our feature races as well. In the 2:48, it's the Equis Exquisitively Irresistible Ice Cream Filly's Handicap. And I can tell you, by the way, from experience, that ice cream is totally delicious. Tom Marquand's ride is on Spanish. She's a filly trained in Newmarket by William Haggis, and she's tackling Handicap Company for the first time. And Tom's other ride, incidentally, is in our other feature race, the Bardykes Farm Nursery School Handicap, over 1 mile and 1 furlong. And in that race, he rides Rudimental for Hugo Palmer. So there's a couple of stats there about Hugo Palmer, who was born in Edinburgh, incidentally. He's supplying Tom Marquand with the second of his 2 booked rides. Looking at one or two other little snippets for you. Well, we've got Saeed Bin Sarur. He hasn't had a winner this year at Hamilton Park, but he's had 6 winners in all during his training career. A couple of notable runners on Monday. We've got Kevin Ryan, who, believe it or not, has still got Hamilton Park top of his turf list, so to speak. No other turf track in Britain has supplied Kevin with more winners than Hamilton Park. From 590 runners overall, Kevin's had 119 winners, and 7 of them have come this year. And George Bowie, the up-and-coming Newmarket trainer, he had never sent a horse to Hamilton Park prior to this year, but he sent up 6 from headquarters, and 3 of them have won. So that's a 50% strike rate for George. And Proverbs is only runner, and that runs in our 138, that 2-year-old restricted maiden. Looking towards the other notable statistic, I think, and it's Refuge. Refuge runs in the 2:13, ridden on this occasion by Joe Mason, a 5 furlong handicap, and he's trained by Mick and David Easterby. He's been to Hamilton 3 times this year, and he's won on all 3 occasions. So could he make it 4 from 4? Fingers crossed he will. So there you have it. That's us. The Hamilton Park meeting completes with that Monday fixture, as I've mentioned. That's us until next year. If you want to check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website, you'll see the full fixtures for 2023. We start on Sunday the 7th of May. But during the winter, there's always plenty of scope. If you fancy having a birthday party or a Christmas party or a wedding reception, get in touch with our racecourse team. And as I say, the Hamilton Park Racecourse website is the best place to start. We hope to see you all again next season, racing, of course, at Hamilton Park.